we're discussing the Gemara Daf Gimel, the idea of Yesh Koach Yatla Chomim Lachor Dovim Min HaTorah, that even though normally speaking it only relates to Shev Al Taseh, Vamigdar Milsa, it doesn't relate to cases Bekum Vaseh, unless it's Ahura Shah. Here the Gemara tells us that Kedushin is considered to be an exception. After all, called Mekadesh Adai to Rabbanu Mekadesh, Vafgin Rabbanu Kedushim Inei. And the Gemara says, on that basis, we can assume that even though Midaraisa Yeshon is the Gittin, nonetheless, because of the concern of Prutzos and Snuels, we will assume that the get is considered to be a get. And the same thing with the Sugin Gitnan, Dafkam and Gilam Aleph. The Gemara discusses what if the Baal is Nevatal Shlichos, Shalob Yifnei Shliach, even if he'll do so, for example, in the presence of Edim, but you have to be concerned that the Shliach will be unaware, he will give the get to the woman, woman will think she's a Grusha holding on to her get, and it turns out that the whole get was Batal. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken made the takana that one certainly should not go ahead and do so. What happens if a person does so, ignores the takana of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken? So Rebbe is of the opinion that bitla mavuto, even though we don't want the person to do so, but midaraisa, certainly the bitl hashlich is considered to be valid, and therefore the get is not a get. And if Shimon Gamliel disagrees and says, if that's true, ma'kof bezdin yafu, that what strength do you give the takana of bezdin if a person can simply ignore it and get away with it? So therefore, inachinami, once you have the takan of the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Hazakein, that bitl hashlichus should only occur, for example, ifnei hashliach, if a person should simply do so in the presence of Edim, bitla einam avotel. So again, the Gemara asks, how can that be? Certainly, midaraisa, there's no need to mevatel the shlichus in the presence of the shliach. That is only a concern that it can lead to mamzeros, it can lead to isra v'eshazish. So how can that be that we assume that the bitl is not chal, and the get is a get, shemin ish l'sish l'amma? How in fact could that be? So the Gemara answers again, the kol to makadesh adai to ram makadesh v'afkin rabbanan, the kedusha minei. Good. We pointed out that today isn't also the major issue in the Rishonim, that good, midaraisa, it's not necessary for the bitl ha-shlichus to occur in the presence of the shliach, but can a person mevato shlichus beno v'natzmo? Or is it necessary at least to do so in the presence of Edim? So that we pointed out should depend on what we discussed in the very beginning of this man. Why is it necessary to have Edus Lekiyam Adavar and Gittin Kedushin? If it's halacha simply a function of halos, anything that will impact, this certainly will impact. If he is a shliach, then the Gittin Kedushin is hal. If he's not, then it is not hal. If, however, you argue that no, that Edus Lekiyam Adavar is a function of Das Davar Sheberva, so in this case, Min Yishlichus, the Rambam writes explicitly, that does not require Das Davar Sheberva, the Meman of the Shlichus, the Minu Shliach, or even Bitl Shlichus, that can occur without any Edim whatsoever. So certainly that's considered to be a compelling concern. But Baal Mimavato Shlichus, Beino Beatzmo, and we're going to argue that Midaraisa, that will consider to be Bitl Shlichus. The woman certainly will not know, the Shliach certainly will not know. In that case, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you have to realize that even b'di'evet, that bitlo einu mavuto. So the Gemara says, how can this be? How can you have cases that seem to be akira stavim in haTorah mamish bekum ve'esei? So the Gemara says, yesh koach b'yachachamim. So the Gemara says, the teino kadosh b'kaspo. This should only work if a person had kedusha kesef, but kedusha bi'a me'ik l'meimah. So what exactly is the shach levitari of the Gemara? Why does the Gemara assume that there should be a difference between kedusha kesef as opposed to kedusha bi'a? How do we understand that kol demekadesh adai to demekadesh? If you look in Rashi and Arsa again, and Rashi is even more explicit in Gitna Daf Lamed Gimel Aleph to Ramaskol Tenach, Rashi writes the following, that how do we understand that kol demekadesh adai to demekadesh? Rashi writes is considered to be as though it was a kedushin al tnai. Kishakidesh, Rashi says, that amanas ken kidesh, when he was makadesh liyusa, he did so amanas shiyirtsu hachacham. That's how we understand. Called the Makadesh, a daiter of Makadesh. It's as though it was a Kedushin. Al Tanai. So the Gemara says the following. I understand how the Tanai will work when it comes to Kesef. Now, if in fact the person fulfills and accords with the Ratzon HaChachamim, in that case we understand it's Kedusha Kesef. If not, so Rashi writes, we'll consider it to be Demei Matana. Right? If in fact he negates the Ratzon HaChachamim, so therefore, the most mafer considered to be most matana. What happens when it comes to kedusha bia? What are the two options? Either it was kedusha bia. What's the other possibility? What's the other tanai? So that's what the Gemara answers, that no, Shavior Rabbanon Bilas, so Bilas knows that just like when it comes to Tameima, Tamei Kedushin, it will either be, right, Kedushay Kesef, or it will be simply Tamei Matana. So too, if it's Amna Shirtzu HaChamim and they agree, good, that will be called Kedushay Bia, and if not, it's considered to be an act of Biasmus. That's what Rashi writes explicitly, that even in Hafamina, the Gemara assumed that it was considered to be an act of a Kedushin Altnai. If you look in the Tosfos in our Sugya, here the Tosfos, Nirmas Chotena, Tosfos writes that the Havimin of the Gemara to distinguish between Kedushay Kesef as opposed to Kedushay Bi is the following, that the Havimin of the Gemara was not that we're working with an Akiras Dovermin HaTorah in terms of Isurim. And the question simply is, what is the Koach HaChachamin in order to create such an Akira? But rather, the Gemara was operating with Hefker Bezen Hefker. That's what Tosfos writes. Why Tena Kodesh Bekaspa? Because, after all, the Hefker Bezen, Hay Hefker. When it comes to Mamos in general, the Chamim certainly have the authority to be Mafker Mamon. Maybe the authority in Mamonos even exceeds the Koach of Hefker. And therefore, Tena Kodesh Bekaspa, they can certainly declare that the money that was given to the woman, right, was not his, and it was not his to use for Keser Kedushin. And therefore, the Kedushay Keser was not considered to be Chal. But the Gemara asks, when it comes to Kedushay Bia, and how is that true? That certainly you can't apply the principle of Hefker Bezen Hefker. And therefore, the Gemara answers that no, that we're not dealing simply with Hefker Bezen Hefker, but we're dealing with the concept of Akiras Davar, Yeshkoa Peach Chachamim, case of Kodem HaKadesh, Daitam HaKadesh. Tosfos may very well agree Lamaskana with what Rashi writes, it's considered to be as though it was a Kedushin Al Tanai. But the Havamin of the Gemara was that no, it simply works Mitam Hefker Bezen Hefker. And the Gemara says, if that's so, one should obviously distinguish in Kesef and everything else. The answer is no. It's not simply a function of Hefker Bezen Hefker. I ask you just briefly to take a look at the Sidney of Amos, not Peites. The Gemara Daf Peites on Beis just simply quotes the two Makaros. How in fact do we know that there is a Koach of Hefker and Bezen Hefker? The Gemara quotes the Makar of Yitzchak and the Pasuk, Sadeh Berab Elazar. Yitzchak says the following, that if you look in the Pasuk in Ezra, in Perek Yud, the Pasuk says, Kol Ashel Yavu L'Shlosha Sayamim, Batzas Hasar Ma'azakenim, Yacharam Kol Rechusho, V'yibodam Mikal HaGolam. What do you see? Whoever does not go ahead and come, right, and listen to the call of the Chachamim, Yacharam Kol Rechusho, all of his Nechosim should be put in the Cherim. So Hefker Bez Nefker, simply, according to Yitzchak, it's a Koach HaCherim. They can say that which is yours, right, is no longer yours to do with it, as you desire. It's a Koach HaHafker. And then the Gemara quotes, right, the Pasuk cited by Rabbi Lazar, the Pasuk in Yeshua. The Pasuk says, Eila HaNachlos, Asher Nachlo Elazar HaKohen, Yeshua Binun, Roshe HaAvos, Lamatos Bnei Yisrael. So here it speaks about, right, the Chachamim, and it equates the Chachamim with the Avos. So Ma Inim Roshem Eitzel Avos, the Gemara asks. So Lomar Lach to tell you that Ma Avos, Manchilim B'neim Kom Ashiyirtzu, Af Roshin, the same thing is true, Manchilim Asa'am Ashiyirtzu. Just like a father has a right to bequeath Nachla, so too, right, Bezdin has a right to do so as well. Those are the two psukim. The Pasuk of Rav Yitzchak and that of Rabbi Elazar. Should there be any nafkamina? Whether the Makar of Hefker Bez Nefker is based on Yacham Korachusha or Elan Achlos. So there's a fascinating machlokas for Shonim in terms of the Koach of Hefker Bez Nefker. How literally do we take that term? Hefker Bez Nefker. Is it only a Koach Lahafkir? Or is it also a Koach even Lahachnos Nacherim? Bezen certainly has the right to say that which is yours is no longer yours. Koach Lahafkir. Can they say more than that? That which is yours becomes his. Even without an absolute maisakinyan, Bezen can simply declare that that object, that chefetz, now belongs to another individual. This is a major issue in the Rishon. If you look, for example, right, in the Shita Mekuvetzes in Bava Metzi and Daf Yud, in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz, there is Mufurish in Shita Mekuvetzes that Hefker Bezen Hefker is even a Koach Lahaknos as well. Not just simply a Koach Lahafker. That's Poshab Shat and Rashi and Gittin Daf Chofam and Aleph, the Ramasa Laknuye, where Rashi uses the vehicle of Hefker Bez Nefer to explain how something cannot just simply no longer belong to its previous Bailim, but now it enters the Rishus of another individual. And if you look elsewhere in Shita Mekubetzes, the name of Rabbeinu Yonah, Shita Mekubetzes disagrees. If you look, for example, at Shita Mekubetzes in Baba Basra and Daf Nun Dalet, in the name of Aliyas Rabbeinu Yonah, Mufurish, that Hefker Bez Nefker is only Lekoach LaHafker, not the Koach LaHafnos. And that's also what Shita Mekubetzes writes later in Baba Basra and Daf Kufam and Aleph, also the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. This is a discussion of the Nesivas. The Nesivas is found in Reish Lam and Hay, and Sivkat and Yiv Gimel. But Mufurish Machlokas Rishonim. But the Hefker Bez Nefker is a Koach LaHafnos. That first Chiddush I mentioned, Rabbeinu Peretz, is only a Koach, not only a Koach LaHafker, but even a Koach LaHafnos. Rabbeinu Peretz writes a great, great Chiddush. That's how Kinyanim Durabanan work. Is a Kinyan Durabanan legitimate on a level of Daraisim? Let's assume, for example, you have Dalet Minim. They have to be Lachem. What happens if a person makes it? Kinyan Durabanan? Let's from Yochanan Shita. If a person is purchasing something, Midaraisa, Maus Konos. Midrabanan, Mashiach is Konos. Can you use the Kinyan Durabanan to acquire something, and thereby it becomes yours, Midaraisa? So that's the Chiddush of Ibn Peretz writes that sure. Kinyanim Durabanan function on level of Daraisa. Because Hefker Bez Nefker is not simply a Koch LaHafker, but a Koch LaHafnos. And if the Chum declared that this is a mechanism of Hakna, that's legitimate on level of Daraisa. And Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees explicitly that Hefker Bez Nefker is only a Koch LaHafker. They can declare something as Hefker, but Zechiyah will not be accomplished through Hefker Bez Nefker. Why should one distinguish and argue it's only a Koch LaHafker, not a Koch LaHafnos? One could argue very simply that the koach bezne hefker cannot exceed the koach of bailus becholot Torah kula. Let's say I own something. Do I have an ability to be mafke the chepetz? Absolutely yes. Can I be makne the chepetz without a maisa kinyan? I can simply declare that the chepetz which is now mine is yours? Certainly not. I can declare it should be hefker, but I cannot unilaterally be makne. So who are the Nami? Shita Mekubetzes assumes even the Koach of Bezin is not going to exceed the Koach of Bailim B'chol HaTorah Kula. It's a Koach LaHafkir. In other words, these psukim are showing that who is the real Baal HaMamon? Not simply you, the Baal HaChefetz. Bezin, the Baal HaMamon. So Bezin can do that which an owner can do. If you assume it's a Koach LaHafnos, a Chiddush, that these psukim tell you, more than Bailus. You as the individual Baal can be mafgir but not be makna without daskona. No, we have a right to say that which is his now becomes yours without daskona, without a form maisakinya. If you look in the Achronim, if you look for example in the Yamsha Shlomo, and that's Sugin Yevamos, right, in Perik Yud and Simon Yotes, or if you look in the Karban Asano, the Pelel Sugya, in the fourth parak of Gittin, Hashaleach and Simen Yagimel, both the Karban Asan and Yamshel Shlomo write that Lachora, this issue in the Rishonim, should simply be dependent on the Makar of Rav Yitzchak and Rav Elazar. That if you assume like the Chiddush of Yitzchak, Yachram Korachusho, all the Pasuk indicates is it's a Koacherim. We have a right to restrict that which is yours is no longer yours. There's no indication from the Pasuk that it's a Koach LaHafnos LaHacherim. If, however, you assume the Joshua Rav Elazar, Ela HaNachlos, Ma'avos Manchilim B'neihem, right, they can bequeath. So Koach Hefker Ben Hefker is not just simply a Koach LaHafkir, but even the HaHafnos LaHacherim as well. If you look in that Shita Mekubetzes, in Baba Metzia and Daf Yud, Rabbeinu Peretz, it writes it's a Koach LaHafnos, it's interesting, Rabbeinu Peretz refers to the Joshua of Rav Elazar. Not the Joshua of Rabbi Yitzchak. That's beautiful Mediyot. Because in order to argue it's a Koach LaHaknos, right, you have to come on to right, his Joshua of Eila Nachlos. Nachlos is not just simply a Koach of Hefker. It means now it's Knuya LaHacherim. So this is what Tosfos writes, that the Havamin of the Gemara was Hefker Bezen Hefker. So good, Chachamim have this elastic authority when it comes to Dinim Amanos, but not when it comes to areas of Yisurim. This would mamish then be an akiras tovim in a Torah. And that's the great Kiddush of the Gemara. See, the way Rashi understands it, it's a Kiddush and Altnai. And in principle, why should one have distinguished at all between Kiddush and Bia? So the way Rashi learns here in Gittin, no, it's just simply the following. What was the Tanai? I understand when it comes to most, the Tanai is whether it's Dmei Kedushin or Dmei Matana. What are the options, right, when it comes to my Sabiya? You mean to say it's a Bias Nus? That was the Tanai. If lo Yirtzu HaChachamim, it was Mamish Nechdes Nus, and the Gemara says, yes, that's considered to be Amanash Yirtzu HaChachamim. According to Tosis, fundamentally, Hefker Bez Nefer only works when it comes to Dinam Amanos. So the Gemara says, beautifully, Tenach Kodesh Bekasva, but not in the case of Kedushe Biyah. And the Gemara's Teretz then is a complete redirection. The Kol Demekadesh is not just simply Hefker Bez Nefer, but rather it's a rite of Hakira. Maybe not as Rashi writes, it's considered to be comparable to Kedushin, which is Altanai. Rashi in our Sugi, as well as in the Sugya in Gitna, Daf Lamed Gimel, right, refers you to the Shita of Rabosav Shel Rashi. Understanding the Gemara very differently. Why is it Tein of Kaddish Bekaspa? Because after all, Kedushe Kesef is Drabana. So if Kedushe Kesef is Drabana, you understand, obviously, it's not a case of Akiras Dovim in HaTorah. So that's true when it comes to Kesef, when it comes to Kedushe Bia. Then in Koch Biachachom Lakar Dovim in HaTorah, as Halacha Ledoros Bekum Vesei. That was the Shakur Atari of the Gemara. So Rashi asked the obvious questions, how can this be? Kedushe Kesef is only a din Rabbana. How can that be? It's derived from Gzera Shava, Kicha Kicha Misti Ephraim. Right? Our Ishus is Kredo Ide Kesef. Do you mean to say that our Kedushin is only Kedushe Rabbana? How in fact can that be? So the Kesef Mishnah cites this Rashi at the very beginning of Hilchos Ishus, Perakala Palacha Beis, commenting on the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam begins Halacha Beis telling us, Likuchin Eilu Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah. Ishus is a Mitzvah Saseh. Right, that itself is a Kiddush. We'll have to discuss that later in the Perek. It's a major issue in the Rishonim. Is that true? There definitely is a Mitzvah Purvu. Right? Is Kiyikach? Is that a Mitzvah Saseh? Or is that not? Is that an Isser Saseh? Is that a Hekshra Mitzvah? The Rambam is Mufurish. Right, the Kuchen Elu, Ishus, is considered to be a mitzvah. If you look in the Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam lists for you the mitzvahs he's about to discuss. So the Rambam writes, the first mitzvah is Lisha Isha B'Ksuv V'Kedushin. Right, marriage. And then the Rambam writes later, the mitzvah Puruvu. The Rambam has an independent mitzvah of the Ishus. We'll have to discuss who's obligated, right, in this mitzvah. Puruvu, the Mishnah tells us, Nivamas Women are exempt from Yisum Halacha. Like, what about when it comes to this mitzvah of Kiyikach? Who is obligated in this chiyuv? That's where the Rambam begins. Kiddush number one, mitzvah Shel Torah. And that can be accomplished, the Rambam writes, right, be'echad mishlosh advarchim, kesef shtar bia. And then the Rambam writes that bia in shtar is min ha-Torah, and the kesef midivrei sofrim. The Rambam writes, kedushe bia, kedushe shtar, that's min ha-Torah, kedushe kesef is only midivrei sofrim. What does that mean, midivrei sofrim? See, here the Magid Mishnah comments that Divrei Sofrim does not mean Midrabanan. Divrei Sofrim, rather, the Magid Mishnah refers you to what the Rambam writes in Shoresh Sheni in Sefer Mitzvot. And that is when something is not Mufurish Bechsav, but rather Nidrashim V'Yid Gimolidos. That is called Divrei Sofrim. The Rambam does not mean to say Kedushe Kesef is only a din derabanan, but rather it means it's a drasha. And that drasha, that midah, kicha kicha miste Ephron, that zera shava, that is called divrei sofrim. Difference between, again, that which is mefurish b'kras Torah shebitzav, as opposed to the drashas and midos, shatoni drashas behem of Torah shebapeh. It is a Kiddush that the Rambam writes that Kedushe Bia in Shtar on one hand, as opposed to Kedushe Kesef. See, Kedushe Bia, the Gemara assumes that's Mufurish Berkakika Kishisho Vala. That's Kedushe Bia. Kedushe Kesef is the Gzera Shav of Kicha Kicha Misde Ephraim. And what about Kedushe Shtar? The Pasuk does mention explicitly Kedushe Shtar. Right, the Gemara has in Kedushin Daf Hey Amud Aleph, that's the Hekesh that we saw earlier. Makish Avayim Yitzia. Well, Vyatsa Vaisa. The same way that this can serve as a vehicle of divorce, so too the Hekesh tells us it serves as a vehicle of Yishus. Makesh Havayi Liyatziyah. So following the Chiddush of the Rambam, not only is there the Chiddush A, the distinction between that which is Torah Shebichsav as opposed to the Yidgom Midos of Torah Shebalpeh, but not all Midos are equal. Certain Midos are considered to be Torah Shebalpeh, others are considered to be Mamish Mufurish Bichsav. And here apparently the Rambam is distinguishing between Hekesh as opposed to Gzera Shava. Kicha Kicha Misdeya from, right, very Mistaver, right? Gzera Shava, that's pure Torah Shebalpeh. A Hekesh. And again, the definition of a Hekesh means the very same pasuk equates two things. V'yatza v'haisa. Right, if two things are back to back and they're not in the same pasuk, that's what we call smuchim. Smuchim is machlokas rabbinim nechachamim. But if you have something where the very same pasuk, right, links kedushin, gerushin, that's considered to be Hekesh. Pashav Shad, the Rambam Shita, very important, the Hekesh is considered to be Mufurish Bakra. That sides with the Bia case. Kesev, which is Gezerah Shava, that's considered to be Medivari Sofer. Here the Kesev Mishnah writes that you shouldn't be surprised. The Kesev Mishnah refers to the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Chesem Abeis, where the Gemara says a person is only considered to be a Zakein Mamre. He has to be Morelasus Kenegra Sanhedrin. So Al-Pidin, it has to be called a Hora, a Hora. Right? Not every teaching, not every statement will qualify a person, right, to be a Zakei Mamre. Now he has to be Moral Asos. It has to be a Hora. The Rambam, for example, writes in Nachos Mamrim, he has to be a Samuch. Right? A simple person makes a statement. Al-Pidin, it's not called a Hora. He has to be a Samuch, the Rambam writes. Samuch B'Sanhedrin. And the Kesem Mishnah refers to the Sukkim Sanhedrin Daf Pei Chesem Abeis, that it has to be a denial of that which is Midivrei Sofrim. The person says there's no such thing as Shabbos. He's dead wrong, but he's not going to be a Zakei Mamre. That's a Hora. That's a Psak Halacha. It has to be something, the Gemara tells us, which is lav v'ral divrei sofrim. What's an example? Chamesh totafos. The person who tells you that tefillin should be made up of chamesh totafos. That's the example of lav v'ral divrei sofrim. The Kesem Mishnah points out, you see, even in Lashon HaGemara. But the minyan ha-totafos is a din d'rabbanan. Of course not. Not a din d'rabbanan. But it's not mefurish v'kra. Right? That's our mesorah. That's our halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, exactly how it is that tefillin are shaped and formed in the minyan ha-parshiyos. So Chiddush, the Gemara calls that lav v'ral divrei sofrim. So that's what the Kesem Mishnah writes, that arba totafos kari divrei sofrim afalpi shein daraisa. And then the Kesem Mishnah continues, refers to the Tosefta and Perkei of Mikvos, that writes kazayis min avela, kadasha min hasheretz. Also that's referred to as divrei sofrim. What exactly does it mean? If not for the Mesorah Sachachamim, these facts would not be known. That's called Divrei Sofrim. Il Malei Shehim Kiblu Kein Misinai Lohim Mefarshin Osokach. Without our Mesorah, wouldn't have been interpreted that way. You would know Dalet Totafos from Tefillin just by reading the Pasuk. Certainly not. You would know Kedushei Kesev. No, that requires, right, the Mesorah HaChachamim, that's what we refer to as Kesev Midivrei Sofrim, despite the fact that it's Din Daraisa, Ela Eino Mefurish B'Torah. That's what Kesev Mishnah writes. Good. So far the Kesev Mishnah just told you details. When Rambam classifies something and refers to it as Divrei Sofrim, don't assume that means it's a Din Darabanan. It means it's, right, Midos, it's Torah Shebapen. And then the Kesev Mishnah continues the Chiddush and quotes the Rashi, Bereish Ksuvas, Gemara Aleph, Rabosav Sharashi. That's what the Shita of Rabosav Sharashi is. Not Kedusha Kesef is Drabana. As the Rambam writes, Kesef is Midivrei Sofrim. Ilmalei HaChachamim. We would not know Kedushei Kesem if not for the Mesoras Chachamim. And then the Kesem Mishnah writes, "Umeachar shehu kein, shayach lomar kol demakadesh daita dramakadesh." Well, when you're dealing with that which is simply the Mesoras Chachamim, that we only know the halacha as a result of that Mesorah, of that tradition, it's as though we can assume, like we apply in Dinim D'Rabbanan, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. They have a right to qualify, they have a right to modify, but they cannot tamper with that which is Mefurish B'Kra. That's the Rabosh of Shorashim. Something which is black and white, Enochinami, that cannot be done. We discussed even in the past, the Taz writes, even when it comes to Gzeros D'Rabbanan, Chachamim will not make a gzeirah d'rabbanan categorically uprooting that which exists midaraisa. The Chachamim can say, "Don't blow shofar on Shulchan Aruch b'Shabbos." They're not uprooting the mitzvah of shofar. They're telling you, right? In the vast majority of cases, yes. Sometimes, no. Well, I'll ask you a different question. Isn't there a gzeirah d'rabbanan of tikkun manav hashmas kol? So why don't you simply assume because the gzeirah d'rabbanan of hashmas kol, you can never blow shofar? That's the Migdar Milsa. Yes, the Migdar Milsa, just like Shemei Brenner, not almost as Migdar Milsa. That's the Tazrites Milcha Shofar. That Gzeirah Rabbanan is going to what? Uproot that which is Mefurish B'Kra? Cannot be. Achim will not even make a Gzeirah Rabbanan. B'Shev Al Tasa to do so. Let alone B'Kum Vesei. But once something is not Mefurish B'Kra, once something is Kesem Mishnah writes is Midos, Drashos, Divrei Sofrim, so then in Achinami, that's what the Gemara thinks, the Kod Makadesh Adait Ramana Kadesh. But when it comes to cases of Kedushe Bia, then the Gemara says again, Ma'ika L'meimah. If you assume, for example, what the Gemara is grappling with is that which is Mefurish B'Kra as opposed to that which is not, one could even understand as well why it is the Gemara jumps from Kedushe Kesev to Kedushe Bia. Right, Kedushe Kesev, right, is that which is most rooted in Torah Sheba'al Peh, Zerah Shama. Everyone agrees, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph, but everyone agrees that Zerah Shama ain't on Dan Me'atzma. A person cannot wake up one day and create Zerah Shama. Zerah Shama definitely requires Mesorah. Kal v'chomer, on the other hand, everyone agrees, Adam Dan Me'atzma. An incredible machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Which is the rule and which is the exception? No? Everyone agrees in those two cases. Kal v'chomer is pure logic. That you don't require direct Masara. And everyone agrees that Gzeres Shavah, which is not rooted in Svara, Zachar Tizkar, that definitely requires a Masara. And a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, what about everything else? Pretty unbelievable. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yud holds, Lo makshin in lulav esra. That's the sugi in Sukkot. Lamed Aleph. So Rashi just makes a brief comment. Rabbi Yehuda did not have such a Mesorah. That's what Tosfos comments. You don't need a Mesorah for Hekesh. You only need a Mesorah for Gzeres Shavah. Everything else is like a Kavachomer. Rashi understands the opposite is true. Rashi understands Kavachomer is the exception. Everything else requires, right, a Mesorah. We've discussed in the past, for example, the principle of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. You can't have a kavachomer, right? And use a kavachomer expressly to create an onesh. Just realize, according to Rashi, you understand very well, kavachomer is the one meter that doesn't require any masara, and done me'atzmo. So you can create an iser based on a kavachomer, but not to have an onesh necessarily as a result. So when it comes to Kedushei Kesev, Gzeres Shavah, the Gemara says, "Well, what do you mean? Yishkaf b'yad chachamim here. Kol makadosh applies mamash to kedushin bia. That which is absolutely mafurish b'kra." Say, "Okay, Nami." The Gemara has to answer that no, it's based on something else entirely. Kol makadosh, not just based on the Torah Shabbat as opposed to the Torah Shabbat itself. I mentioned yesterday. If you look in the Prima Gadim in the Psicha Kalelis, the Prima Gadim begins by telling you that there are various different levels of Dinim Drabanan, various different levels of Dinim Daraisa. We've mentioned in the past the Chiddush of the Ritva, for example, and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. That's why Asmachta is so important. Why is it that the Chachamim always try to link a Din Rabbanan to a Pasuk? Why? The Ritva refers you, right, to the Rambam Shita, where the Rambam seems to indicate, right, in his Pirshei Mishnayos, that an Asmachta is an Amanek. How do you remember all these Dinim Drabbanan? Well, if we'll link it to a pasuk, it triggers the memory. Hagan Tilas Yudayim. So I'll link it to the pasuk. The Yadav Lashata B'mayim. If that's really what the Ramba means, it's a mnemonic, it's a convention, it's a device. So the Ritva writes, that's minus. That's apikorsis to say such a thing. That's what the Ritva writes. And Ashan Dab Tezayim. What do you mean? And Asmachta Mamish is Kavana Sabore. That's what the pasuk tells us. Elamaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want that concept or that halacha should be a din daraisa, but rather a din darabanan. So therefore, it was alluded to in the pasuk. That the Prima Gaon discusses in Asmachta, for example, is much more chamor than a din darabanan that has no reference in pasuk. That which is most mufurish b'kra, whether you're dealing with dinim daraisa or dinim darabanan, is more chamor. And that's what the Chachamim always attempt to see. Is there a reference in Torah Shabbat itself for this Din Rabbanan? So the Prima Gaon refers to you, right, to the Chiddush of the Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva discusses the Gemara in Gittin of Samach and Beis. Sounds like a very unusual machlokis between Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lazar says that Rov HaTorah Bichsav Umiyuta Alpeh. Most of Torah's Torah Shabichsav. Al-Miyut of Torah's Torah Shabalpeh. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says it's not true. Rov Alpeh Umiyuta Bichsav. Unclear what they're arguing about. L'may Nafkamina. And also very unclear, we'll come up with a couple Nafkaminas. How do you understand the Shita of Rabbi Lazar? Rov Torah is Bichsav. That's true. Rov Torah is Bichsav. How can Lazar say such a thing? Simply in terms of volumes. But Rov Torah is Bichsav. How can that be? It can't literally mean Rabbi Lazar maintains, right, that Rov Torah simply is, right, each letter of Tanakh. And Torah Shebal Peh, with all of its breath, is only the miut. How can that be? How can anyone say this is true? So the Be'er Sheva just simply refers you to the Rashi. Rashi in Gittin, the Samach Beis, tells you the following. Everyone agrees, what is Rov Torah? Drashas. Drashas. And this is the fundamental machlokas, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan. Whether the drashos, whether the yud gimel midos, or which of the yud gimel midos, is that called Torah Shabbat Sav, or is that called Torah Shabbat Peh? That's a pretty critical issue. Rabbi Loza says Rov Torah is Bitsav. Rabbi Yochanan says that no, Rov Torah is Alpeh. What will the nafkamina be? So the Be'er Sheva writes the following nafkamina. The Gemara tells us in Horios and Daf Dalet, what happens if the Sanhedrin, for example, gives an inappropriate Hora? They make a mistake. And it turns out what they tell you is Mutter, Amish, it was Nisadar Isa with the Chiyuv Karis. The people now violated the Shogay. So even though we would have thought that everyone is obligated to bring a Karban Chatos, but no, that's the Chiddush of Parham Lover Shal Tzibur. Problem Dover Shal Tzibur is brought. Each individual is not bringing his own simple carbon yachid. Again, just as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, Hora is what we call in the realm of Torah Shabbat Peh. The Gemara has in Horios and Daf Dalet that Ein Bezen Chayavin Ad Shiyora B'Dover She'ein Hatzduki Modimah.
Ein hatzdukim odurim. If the tzduki will tell you this, meaning what? Torah shebichsar. That's not called the hora. Just like the Gemara said about the zakei mamre. Hora for zakei mamre. Hora for pandav shel tzibur. Has to involve Torah Shebaal Peh. It's an interesting criterion as to whether it's Duke Modem or not, that will trigger the fee of a Pram Dover Shaltzim. So this is the Chiddush the Be'er Sheva writes. What if there's a Suffolk? What if it's unknown as to whether this is a davar shatzduki modimbo, davar shenatzduki modimbo? What are you doing? A suffix. Obviously, there's certain things that are so obviously Torah Shebichsav. There's some things that are obviously Torah Shebaal Peh. One could certainly envision in the gray areas. Rabbi Sheva suggests that's the issue. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. The Malkam Safek Kol Kanach Haro, whether Rov Torah is Bichsav. Whether Rav Torah is considered to be Baal Peh? If something is derived from a certain drasha, to what extent do we assume that that is considered to be comparable to Torah Shebichsav, and that would not entail a Parham Dover Shel Tzibur? To what extent do we argue that no, that midah is called Torah Shebaal Peh, and there would be such a halacha? One could argue that Gzeres Shavah certainly is Torah Shebaal Peh. What about a Hekesh? And the same pasuk tells you to equate A and B. That's called Torah Shebaal Peh. Or is that called Torah Shebichsav? In which case, we don't hear. In that instance, the Pram Dover Shel Tzibur, that's the Bereshit. So the Prima Gadim continues, right, and starts listing off, right, other possible nafkaminas. Starts off with nafkaminas that, in terms of detail, and ends up with some crucial issues. The Prima Gadim writes, that same daf, Gittin Daf Samach. The Gemara tells us that, you know, we live in a time of Eis Lasos. But Mikra Hadin, Dvarim Shebichsav Yatar Rishon Or Baal Peh. And Dvarim Shal Baal Peh Lo Nitan Likosei. If something was Torah Shebaal Peh, one was not to redact it. We do so, Eis Lasos. So the Prima Gadim writes, he thinks this is a crucial issue in terms of Dvarim Shebichsav, Dvarim Shebaal Peh. How do you view Hekesh? How do you view Yud Gimel Midos? Is that called Torah Shebichsav or is that called a Torah Shebaal Peh? Without the head to the dispensation of Eis Lasos Lashem, how do we define the concept of the Gemara of Dvarim Shebaal Peh? He writes, that's a crucial issue. You have to label something, categorize something as Torah Shebichsav, as opposed to Torah Shebaal Peh. That's Prima Gadim's next nafkamina. Prima Gadim has a third nafkamina. Right, those who are familiar with Baba Kama, Dab Chafei, Rabbi Tarfon Shita, Dayan. Very quickly, when we use a Kava Chomer, we have a principle of Dayan. Normally, say, for example, if something is common, this is the case, then certainly that which is chamor, what is the conclusion? Dayon normally tells us a cap, no? That the conclusion cannot exceed the premise. You can't say, if regarding a davar kal A, then regarding a davar chamor, then A plus, no? Then certainly A would apply. That's the principle of Dayon. The Chum subscribe to Dayan. Rabbi Tarfon says sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes you apply the limitation of Dayan, sometimes you don't. Rabbi Tarfon is the one known, the Shitas Rabbi Tarfon. If you have a Karen, right? Short time. Shehizek Aide Karen. The Torah writes it's Chatzinezek. Good. Rabbi Tarfon writes the following. When is it Chatzinezek? Only Bershus HaRabim. If it happened, Bershus HaNizak. Your chayiv nezek shalim, kavachomer based on shenin regel. Shenin regel are exempt rishus rab entirely, but berchatzar hanizak your chayiv nezek shalim. So Karen, which is chayv chatzi nezek, Rishus Arabim, ain't no din that it's chayv nezek shalem, Rishus Anizan. So Rabbi Tarfon's kavachomer, if you're chayv chatzi nezek Rishus Arabim, you're certainly chayv nezek shalem, Rishus Anizan. Chayv say daya. All you can derive from there is if you're chayv chatzi nezek Rishus Arabim, you're certainly chayv chatzi nezek Rishus Anizan. Rabbi Tarfon says more. You're chayv nezek shalem. What about the principle of daya? So Rabbi Tarfon responds and says, what do you mean? That hecha de mifrach kal v'chomer, if the application of daya is going to reduce your kal v'chomer to nothing, then you don't apply the cap of daya. That's Rabbi Tarfon's sheet. If you would apply daya, so what would the kal v'chomer tell you? If you're chayv chatzi nezek v'shus aravim, then certainly you're chayv chatzi nezek v'shus aniza. What does Rabbi Tarfon say? I don't need a kal v'chomer for that. The pasuk says Karen is chayv chatzi nezek. There's no havamina to say that you're potter. You don't need a kal v'chomer to say you're chayv only chatzi nezek. You need the kal v'chomer to say that chatzi nezek is only here v'shus aravim and not here. But if you're going to argue that chatzi nezek is universal, you have just uprooted and negated the kal v'chomer. That's Rabbi Tarfon's shita. Hecha de mifrach kal v'chomer les medayim. That's just the sugya. Bava kama daf chafen. But the Chacham always apply the principle of daya. Rabbi Tarfon says you only apply daya to cases when you can still retain the integrity of the kal v'chomer. But if you're going to render the kal v'chomer useless, you don't apply the principle of daya. So the Prima Gadim writes, right, this is Harifus, that what happens if a halacha can be derived, right, again, based on Torah Sheba Peh, is that called Mifrach Kal V'chomer? Let's assume, for example, that using other Midas HaTorah, right, we would know this maskan. Would Rabbi Tarfon say that, look, that renders the Kal V'chomer useless? And therefore, if you don't apply the principle of Daya, so that's the Chiddush. The Prima Gadim writes, he thinks that that should be a further nafkamina. If you're willing to argue that a particular midah is called Torah Shebichsav, then you can apply the concept Rabbi Tarfon that Hecha de Mifra Kavachom Alor Minyan Daya. That's his Chiddush. Then the Prima Gadim goes on to discuss a more fundamental issue. Right? That's the case of Onshin. The Mishnah Shabbos, Nafayin Gimel, lists Avos Malachos, and it lists Hotzah, Motzim Rishus Rishus. What about Mavr Daramas Rishus Aram? Why is that I mentioned the Mishnah? Mavr Daramas Rishus Aram. That's the Ram's Kash, Shabbos that Ayin Gimel now. And the Ram's Teretz, and seems Meduik in the Rambam as well, pretty incredible Chiddush, that Mavr Daramas Rishus Arabim is not an independent Malach at all, but rather, it is included in Motzim Rishus Rishus. Why is that true? The Ram writes a pretty interesting Chiddush, that Dal Amos Shal Adam Rishus Sohein. Your daramos is your rishus. There's a concept of a kinyan daramos, albeit a kinyan drabanon. If something is within immediate proximity, it's considered to be mine. So the Ram writes a pretty incredible chiddush. Right, that daramos you're considered to be your makom. So going chutz the daramos is an act of hutzah. It's like going from rishus hayachid to rishus harabim. Leaving your makom, leaving your rishus, leaving your daramos. So therefore, of course, the Mishnah doesn't mention separately mavr daramos rishus arabim. That's just a form of hotzah. The Gemara says mavr daramos is a halacha Moshe Sinai. Halacha Moshe Misina. That's the Tosfos quotes in Shabbos and Beis Amidalev. The ABCs of Otsa. Marbet Amos, Halacha Moshe Misina. The Ran says, that is the Halacha Moshe Misina. The Halacha Moshe Misina is that we treat Marbet Amos Bishus Rav and Demchim as a form of Motsim Rishus Rishus. And then the Ram writes the Chiddush, "Mishim Hachi Onshin Aleha," and that's why the same Onshin that applied to Hotzah will apply to Mavrad Amos Brishus Rabim. Onshin, or at least not Onshin, not all Onshin, apply to Halacha Moshe Misinai. We've discussed in the past the Chiddush of Reb Chaim in Perek Yud Hilchos Machalos Asuros. Reb Chaim writes that there are two very different types of Halacha Moshe Misinai. There's Halacha which is Mechadeshes, Halacha Mifareshes. You can have Halacha Moshe Misinai tells you something Mamish Yesh Miayim. You would not have known. Then you have Halacha Moshe Misinai which simply is Mefaresh. It just elaborates. It expands what is found in Pshut HaShemikra. Reb Chaim writes, this is the machlokas, the Rambam and the Gonim, where they're oral and chutz laretz, was halacha Moshe Misinai. Is that identical to oral and Eretz Yisrael? Or is it a completely different concept? Is that mechadeshes mefareshes? Yeah, that's this chiddush of the Ran. The true, of course, Marad Amos Bishus HaRabim is halacha Moshe Misinai. It's halacha mefareshes, to treat that as a form of chutzah. It's not just Jerush, someone will tell you that Marad Amos is a form of Hotzah. L'halach, it's a form of Hotzah. L'may nafkamina. That's the right onshin. Generally speaking, there's no Malkus, for example, on Halacha Moshe Misinai. Let's say a person is Marad Amos Bishus HaRab Banyantid. Don't we assume there's Malkus? How can that be? It must be the Schiddush of the Ram that it's Halacha Mifareshes. So here the Prima Gadim suggests a pretty great Chiddush, and that this is not only limited to Halacha Moshe Misinai, this is true when it comes to Midos and Drashos in general. In order to confirm a particular Onesh, it has to be that which is Mefurish Bekra. Just like Halacha Moshe Misinai will not have an Onesh. So Reb Chaim points out, if you assume Arla and Chutz Laretz, Halacha Moshe Misinai, meaning Mechadeshes, there's no Malkus on Arla and Chutz Laretz. There's only Malkus Darabana, Malkus Mardos. That's what the Rambam discusses, no Malkus Daraisa. Here the Prima Gadim writes, that's not only true Halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai is an extreme example of that which is Mamish Torah Shebapeh, not rooted at all in Torah Shebichsel. But who had denied this issue, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan? What about all other midos? To what extent can you assume that that which is derived in Yidgo midos will entail a particular onesh? That, he writes, should depend on the extent that this is considered to be a Torah Shebaal Peh, a Torah Shebichsel. Furthermore, the Prima Gadim continues and writes, if you look in Shorash Sheni of that Ramban, now that's what the Magen Mishnah referred you to, all kinds of Divrei Sofer. The Rambam already writes that Yudgo Midos, Divrei Sofer. The Ramban assumes in Shorash Sheni that according to the Rambam, that when you have something derived from Yidgo Midos, Divrei Sofrim, Safek is Lekula. You don't say Sfek Adaraisa Lechumah. Very great Kiddush. But just as when it comes to Halacha Moshe Misinai, Safek is Lekula, the Ramban assumes that according to the Rambam Shita, anything which is not Mufurish Bekra, it's comparable to Halacha Moshe Misinai, or Safik is Lakula. That's the further nafkamin of the Prima Gadim. Then the Prima Gadim writes the final nafkamin of Psicha Kalalas. And that's a case of Chatzi Shir. Just in a nutshell, the Rambam writes in Perakei Chushvus, even though Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah, if you eat a kezayis in the veil, you get malchus. If you eat pachlus mikasher in the veil, it's an issa daraisa. But the Rambam writes the following kiddush in Perakei Chushvus, that a person can make a shvu on a chatzi shir. Either way, I will or I will not eat a chatzi shir. I will not eat a chatzi shir of nevela, or I will eat a chatzi shir of nevela. I normally cannot make a shvu, let's say, to go against the din daraisa. I can't make a shvu that I will eat a kazayas in nevela. That's mushbu yivam rai sinai. But the Rambam writes, you can make a shvu that, let's say, you will or will not eat a chatzi shir of nevela. This is what Tosfos discusses in Shavuos Nafchav Gimel Beis, Der Maskil Demul Gimel. Why is that true? So Tosfos writes, because Chatzi Shir is only an Isser Ba'alma, Kol Chelev L'Rabos Chatzi Shir, or Chosvi Yisarufei, and a Shavuos D'Raisa can be Chal on such an Isser. If something is Mufurish B'Kra, it's a Lav, or something is Mufurish B'Kra, it's an Esser, so in such an instance, you cannot make a shvuah. If something is a drasha, as the Prima Gadim assumes, that a shvuah can be chal. What's wrong with a shvuah that I won't eat nevela? It's not necessary. It's meaningless. You're not allowed to eat nevela. This is a very meaningful shvuah. It's taking something which is a drasha and now making it that which is explicitly forbidden. If I now eat the nevela, I am violating an absolutist in daraisa. Lo shisho bishmi la shokar, lo yachal dvaro. As before, I was just violating the Torah shebal peh, in Yisr ba'alma. That's the list of nafkaminas that the Prima Gadim has. Those six differences are the Torah shebichsav as opposed to Torah shebal peh. And the Kesef Mishnah writes that this is the shakl of a type of Gemara. Where the Gemara maintains that possibility that Akira Stavra Min HaTorah is only possible in the realm of Torah Shebal Peh, Hei Mamru Vehei Mamru. Masa L'Chachamim, but not in that which is Mufurish B'Kra. Yesterday I referred you to the Tosfos in Gittin and Daf Lamed Gimel. But Tosfos is very bothered by our studies. How is it possible to say that the Kedushin that we thought was Mamish, Kedushin Daraisa, is Paka? And what is Vavkin Rabban L'Kedushin Minei? Tosfos assumes the Raposhet. But take a look at the Shidduch Kebetzos in our Sugya today. The Tosfos and the Raposhet, it means it was never Chal. Not that Mikano L'Haba, it is severed Al Yidei Getzeh, but rather it was never a Kedushin. So Tosfos in Gittin from the Gimel and Aleph, the Ramask of Afkinu, raises three kashas. How can we say that there is a possibility of a Hafgas Kedushin? And even in light of that command, Gittin Aflam and Gimel, a person can cause Afgas Kedushin. Right here, the Makom Onis, the Chachamim said, Vafkin Rabban L'Kedushin Minei. No, a person can do something, he'll be Mevatel the Gesh, Lebi Pnei Shliach, that will cause the Kedushin to be Nekan, Lafreya. Kash number one, Tosfos is bothered by is the following. The Gemara discusses in Gittin Daf Yud Zayin, the need to have a Zman Beget. Why is it so important? Why is it important to have a Zman and a Get? So Rabbi Yochanan says, well, we were concerned, Shem Yechapa, Basaf Osa. Shem Yechapa means the following. The wife will do something terrible. She'll be Mezama. Eishes, Eishes, and so. should be killed for that. Now the husband is not happy with what happened. He doesn't want that his wife should be killed as a result. So you know what he'll do? He'll give her a get. The get's not going to have a date on it. And all of a sudden the husband will claim that this get was given a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, before that act of zinus took place, and at that time, she was a grusha, she was no longer an eshes ish. Absolute fraud. So in order to avoid that possibility, so Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to have a date on the get. There's going to be a date, Edom are going to sign it, they're not going to allow the date to say 3 years ago, it's going to have to say today's date. If it's not dated, we're concerned, Shem Yechafa Basachosim. The husband can do something that will get his wife out of a chiyuv misa. So Tosa says, no. So now we have another possibility. You know what this husband will do? He'll give his wife a get ayidei shliach, and in the mevato the shlichus, vafkinam on the kedusha minei, and it turns out that they were never married, and therefore she was not eshes ish zinsa. So good, by having a takan of zman begitten, so that ploy was no longer a possible option. So now the Gemara gives us another one. That's Tosus' kasha. Tosus mentions the obvious answer. The Shemi Chava Vasachos is man begitten is absolute sheker. It's fraudulent, no? The guy's claiming that she was no longer an Eishas Ish at the time of this news. Absolute sheker. It's not true. She was an Eishas Ish. He gave her a get now and didn't date it and claim that it was before. That's Mamish Lokedin. Tosus says, our case? Enochinami. It is Kedin. If he will give a get right now, it turns out, in truth, she was not an Eishes Ish. That's what Tosus comments. Tosus says, maybe the whole shash of the Gemara is Shem Yechap HaShelo Kedin. Aval Hacha, okay. Enochinami. It's a vehicle which could work. Then Tosus has a second kasha. This kasha Tosus is not simple. Tosus says, how do you ever have a chiyuv misa for eishes ish? Shouldn't the hasra be hasra safek? And hasra safek is not shema hasra. Machlokas Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Gemara Shavuos Daf Gimel Beis. What is the hasra? If you do this, if you are mizana, you'll be chayiv misa. Maybe yes, maybe no. The Gemara says that certain eventualities can play themselves out, in which case the kedusha will be nekal mafreya. So therefore, Tosus right, isn't there always a possibility that that could occur? In which case, the hasra will be hasra safik. As Tosus is kasha. If you hold hasra safik is lav shmei hasra, the sheet of Reish Lakish, how do you ever have a case of an onish misa for eishes ish? Maybe she's not an eishes ish. Looks like an eishes ish. Yeah, but something can later happen that will determine she was not an eishes ish. That's Tosus the second kasha, hasra safik. The way Tosus formulates that kasha, so take a look at that plamen b'tlamen gimel, not so simple, huh? Tosus says that you have to consider the possibility of hafgas kedushin, so therefore the hasra is hasra safek. What does that mean, the hasra be hasra safek? And therefore what? So if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan that hasra safek is shema hasra, okay, no problem. If you hold like Reish Lakish, hasra safek is lav shmei hasra. How do you remember chiyuv misa? Hasra best will be hasra safek. Because what seems to be true today may absolutely not be the case. That kasha tells us is not so simple. Is this really a case of hasra safek? In a case of hasra safek, what do you know, what do you not know? What's a classic case of Asura Safik? The Gemara is, for example, in Shavuos and Daf Gimel, a person makes a Shavuot she'ochal kikar zehayom. I'll eat this loaf of bread today. So what happens? A person comes over to me now, right, at 2:30, and says, you better eat this bread. So that's called, Rish Lakish says, Asura Safik. Why? I don't have to eat it right now. What are you going to say? I'll eat in a few minutes. When will I violate this Isser? Shvur shachal kikar zayom. Mamish besof hayom. At the instant that the day concludes. Yesh betzamtzem. That means that hasra safek is that the hasra cannot directly relate to the maisa avera. In a case of Shvur Shachal Kikar Zahayom, the Asra can't relate to the time of the Avera. Now let's assume the Sidney Vamos, Daf Kuf Aleph. A woman got divorced, she immediately remarried, 7 months later she has a child. We don't know who the father is. No? Husband one, husband two? Was it a full-term child? Husband one? A premature child? Husband two? We don't know who the father is. Him, either him or him, but we don't know which one. So what happens in a case of hikazeh v'chazer hikazeh? And all of a sudden that child goes and smashes one guy, smashes the other guy. Maka avim mos yumas. Hasra safek. Now, how do you give him hasra? If you hit this guy, you're chayav misa. Maybe not. Maybe that is the father, maybe it's not the father. Those are examples of hasra safek. What do we know in the case of Asra Safek? If I were to ask you, was the Avera violated or was it not violated? What will you tell me? Is there any Safek whatsoever? Absolutely not. Shvur Shal Kikar Zahayom, V'Ovra Hayom V'Ochel. The day passes and I did not eat it. Did I violate the Isser? Absolutely. Of course I violated the Isser, no? Is there any Safek? There's a technical problem that I can't isolate the moment of Avera Seisr. That's a technical problem of Hasra Safek. A guy goes over, right, to these two men, Hikazeh v'chaz v'hikazeh. Did the guy violate the Isr of Maka Avimos Yumos? Absolutely. There's no Safek. There's no Safek in terms of the Avera Salav. The suffix is simply in terms of precision. No? If I were to ask you, what was the Maisa Avera? Can you isolate the Maisa Avera? You'll have to admit to me, I really can't. He was Chayav Misa either because of the first blow or the second blow, but I can't tell you which one. That, Rish Lakish says, is called Hasra Suffix. Where the Hasra does not relate to the absolute Maisa Avera. Either because of Yesh Litzamtzim in Zman, or because of a case like Safek Tester Rishon, Shiva L'Sheni. But if I were to ask you, did the person violate this Adarais? Of course. What about our case here? Tosis assumes that if it's true, there's a possibility of Hafgas Kedushin. So maybe what? That's Hasra Safek. What in the world does that have to do with Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish? Even Rabbi Yochanan that says Hasra Safek, Yishma Hasra, what does that mean? When the Aver is absolutely violated, it's just you can't isolate the moment for the Hasra. See what Rabbi Yochanan says? You don't have to. I can say to the person, if you hit this guy, and then you're going to go ahead and hit this other guy, you're going to be Chayav Misa. That's all assuming that the Avera was absolutely violated, no? Is that comparable to our case here? Tosfos' kasha should not be one of Hasra Safek. Tosfos' kasha should be a much more basic kasha. No? How can you ever put an Eishes Yishu, the Bo'el, to death because Maybe they didn't violate this Ravashas Ish. What does that have to do with Hasfel Safek? Now, the Chorah should be a much more basic question. If this is really true, that you have to consider Hafkas Kedushin, so therefore, how can they ever put to death? Why? Because maybe they're innocent. Maybe they never violated Isser. The Hasra Safek is the technicality, no? That means that according to Rish Lakish, you have a problem for Rabbi Yochanan, no problem. This is a problem even according to Rabbi Yochanan. How is it possible to put them to death? After all, it may turn out that the Avera was never violated. That's not Hasra Safek. That's much, much more basic. Who deals with this kasha? So take a look in the Tosfos Rabbi Kaveger, right, in Shabbos. Right, it's in Klal Gadol, Perek Zayin, Os Peites. There Rabbi Kaveger talks about the Malach of Ofer, deals with the fascinating issue. How do you give Hasra for Afiyah? No? What did the guy do? A guy puts the challah in the oven. What are you going to tell him? Don't do that, because if you do that, you're violating lach d'raisa of ofer. Is that really true? That's not true. Putting the challah in the oven is not an issur d'raisa. Enoch inami, if the guy now will walk away and let it remain there, and then it will bake, that's true. You have violated now the lach d'raisa. Afiyah is a fascinating issue. It's a malacha lachar zman, in the sense that the act is done now, but there's somewhat of a time delay. It's a fascinating issue that the Rishash raises that Mishnah and Shabbos, Nafayim Gimel, Ben Gleital. What about Zareya? Right? The person plants a seed on Shabbos. Is he chayah for Zareya? Or is Hashrasha necessary? Does it have to take root? No? That's pretty incredible. It's going to take root on Tuesday. So a person plants a seed right now, and Tuesday, it turned out that was full of Shabbos. And on Motzei Shabbos, let's say the person does tshuva, and he quickly runs and he uncovers the seed and removes it from the soil. That's not an Isser Zareya. It's a fascinating issue. Which one's a Malacha Shabbos? Is a Malacha Lachar Zman? Is it not? But as Rabbi Kaveger discusses, what about Hasra? How do you give Hasra on those things? You're going to tell a person, don't put this in the oven, he puts it in the oven. Yeah, but he may take it out of the oven in 10 minutes before it bakes, in which case, he didn't violate this at all. So Rabbi Kaveger starts discussing this issue of Hasra Safek. And he points out this distinction. Hasra Safek means when the aver was absolute, but there's some important but detailed suffix simply in terms of the act of Hasra. But sometimes you have cases where it can play out that the Aver was never violated. That's like the case of Shua Shochal Kikar Zayon. That's like the case of Hikar Zeh V'Chozer Hikar Zeh. You have to take a look at Rabbi Kaveger. Okay, it gives a stunning teretz to this kasha. How Tosfos has a right to call this Hasra suffix. Maybe it will turn out that this was never violated whatsoever. And then, Tosfos' comment, Yicholim Amzerim Litoir. If this is really true of Hafkas Kedushin, Mamashvi Matar Amzerim, if he can get the first husband to cooperate, let him go ahead and give a get right now. Be Mevavto L'Shlichus. The Kedushin Mi Nechal Mafreya. And at the time that this woman was Mazana, she was a player. Those are Tosfos' three issues. The entire assumption of Tosfos, very mistaber, right, is that whenever you apply the principle of Bafinab and the Kedushim in A, it means the Kedushim is Nekal Mafreya. Take a look at the Shita Kabetzis Narsugya, the Ramaskal Vakosav HaRitva, and today is Nashita, and also the Shita has the name of the Ramban, named the Rashba. Does the Gemara necessarily mean that everything, in fact, is the mafreya? Then we'll have to go on to discuss two different types of hafka. What's a common link in our sugya, right, and the sugya
in Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel. In both of those cases, the Kedushin was absolutely Kedasu Kedin. No? Something arose subsequently, an onus in the get, or problem shlichus in the get, and that caused the Kedushin. You're not going to love for him. The Gemara has another case of Hafkas Kedushin, and that's where the Kedushin itself was Shalom Baratzan Chachamim, where the problem was with the act of the Kedushin. That's the Sugya of Avastra and Daf Memches, of a person who almost coerces his wife into marrying him. Taluv is Avin, uses excessive pressure in order that they should get married. The Gemara says, no, that's an instance of Huasa Shalom Kahogan. And again, Afkinam Alon Kedushin Minei. That's a very different case. That's not a case where the Maisa Kedushin was intact. They were living together for years and years, and all of a sudden something happened now, at the time of the Gerushin. That means that the Kedushin was Shalom Baratzan Chachamim. So take a look at the Tosfos in Bava Basra. Right, Tandaf, Memches, and Beis. Again, Tenach, the same Shaka Vataria. Tenach Kodesh Bakaspa. The two different types of Hafkas Kedushin. Right, one where right, the issue was a Kedushin Shalom Baratzan Chachamim, as opposed to our sugya, where nothing good. The Kedushin was mamish kedasu kedin. And Tosfos has a fascinating deal that in all the cases where the Kedushin was proper, like our sugya, like the sugya in Gittin, the Gemara says, kol demakadesh, adai demakadesh, fakir demakadesh, minei. In all the other cases where there was some difficulty in the maisa Kedushin, there, the Gemara does not say kol demakadesh, adai demakadesh. There, the Gemara just simply says, vafgin rabbanan kedushin minei. That's Tosfos is ha'ara. The Gemara Mabastra in the case of Taluv v'kidesh. So the Gemara says, afgin rabbanan kedushin minei. It doesn't mention the concept of a kol demakadesh. This is what we'll have to discuss. And so take a look in Shita Rukubetzes, take a look at the Ritvan Arsugya, at the two different types of cases the Gemara has. What is Mikan al-Haba? What is Lamafreya? And we'll have to see the three kashas that Tosfos raises. Right? How concerned do we have to be with the possibility of Hafkas Kedushin when it comes to Hashem Yechav Pasachosa, when it comes to Mamzerus, when it comes to what Tosfos terms as a case of Hasrasa?